Pokemon Stadium and two of the little Game Boy plugins.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most sensual podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Tommy Clark and Andy.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Not too much. How are you doing, world?
Yeah, how about you guys tell us? Hold on, let's listen. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow, 3 feet. Wow, uh-huh. To shreds, you say? Wow, that was insightful.
I've seen shit now.
I've seen some shit.
So Matt, how about them Huskers?
Fucking goddamn it!
What them Huskers at?
Jesus Christ, guys! I turned it off at halftime.
That's like half of Nebraska did.
Yeah, it just didn't. The fuck, goddamn it! It's just like under Bo Pelini, we either get 9 or 10 wins, and that's it. So we got to 10, and we're like, shit, we got 2 more games left. One against a 7-5 team, and then a bowl game. Like, we got a real shot to win a conference championship and at least an 11th game.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Fuck that. And then we're probably going to go to a bowl game against, like, Georgia.
Capital One Bowl.
Yeah, Georgia or Texas A&M and just get raped, so.
Oh, Texas A&M, they're always good.
Yeah, so Georgia was ranked third in the nation, so fuck. So, that'll be fun.
Who would we have gone against if we went to the Rose Bowl?
Stanford.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, didn't Tom Osborne just re-retire again recently, too?
Yeah.
He did re-retire recently.
It's a sign, man.
You know what I love about Nebraska is they are the most inconsistent football team.
They have been last couple decades.
Yeah, one game they will just push someone's shit in, and then the next game they will take it like little fucking girls.
It seemed like that. Like, they play to the level of their competition, so no matter who the fuck we play, whoever the fuck Nebraska plays, it's going to be a game, like a close game, because they play to the level of whoever the fuck they're playing.
And I went to bed. It was during the second half when the score was like 32-10.
Yeah.
I went to bed. I was like, nope. This isn't happening. And then when I got up in the morning for work, I'm like, 70? Yeah. How the fuck do you get to 70?
Fucking God. The team, Wisconsin had 5 losses on the year. 5. 5 losses.
We had what, 2?
2. Damn it.
There was a guy at work. He's like one of those bleeds fucking Nebraska, like Eric Locchiano diehard.
Yeah.
And we came into work. We're like, hey, Frank, what'd you think of the game? And he's like, the whole rest of the day, he was just subdued, would not talk to anyone, and he always fucking talks.
Yeah.
Always. So the whole day, he was just fucking just butthurt so hard.
See, I had a buddy from out of town this weekend, so I missed the game, but he's from Kansas, and we went places, and people were, like, pissed off about the game, and he's like, is this for Nebraska football, really?
Yeah.
I was pretty bummed. I didn't plan on drinking last night, but I did.
Is that what that Keystone Light is?
No, I had Keystone Light last night. No, so I was like, God damn it! So yeah, that's what I did. And
should be like, Dad, we need harder.
Yeah, so, yeah, that sucked.
I liked your Facebook thing. I can't drink away memories fast.
I'm drinking as fast as I can, but I can't get the memories of the game out of my head.
That was pretty good.
Oh, man. So that was fun. This was fun. I never get to talk about sports on this podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to actually have a sports reference later. Also, I wanted to mention that throughout the month of December, I just want to let everyone know that the podcast is going to be posted on Mondays.
Why?
Because I work really early on Monday mornings now.
Nah, so what time?
I have to get up at 7. And I'm used to 10. Well, don't give me that. Nah. That's what I'm used to. So, anyway, but the thing is, Sunday's usually my, like, getting stuff done day. So, usually post-podcast, that's, like, relax time.
Yeah.
Well, last week, it was, like, post-podcast, oh, crap, I gotta go to bed.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Is it just for December?
Yeah, just for the month of December.
Is it because of the retail days?
Well, yeah. And, like, last Monday, I worked 13 hours.
How was that?
It sucked. The funny thing is, like, that's what I did last week is when I was, after we finished the podcast, I was like, you know what, it's probably better if I post on Monday or else I'm not going to have any time to just unwind and get ready for the week. And then Monday, I'm about to go to bed, and I go, oh, shit, I forgot to post the podcast. So the podcast was on Tuesday this week, this past week.
Oh, well,
that's what
shit
the,
happens.
That's what the 13-hour shift did to me.
But, post it at work.
Yeah, so just through the month of December, because Sundays are tight.
How tight?
About, you can fit about one finger.
Maybe. One.
Tighter than a Nebraska score spread.
Oh, that's actually a fucking good joke. yeah, that's the case. Monday afternoons, or not afternoons, evenings. Be looking for it around 5 o'clock on Mondays.
Oh, and I hooked our Twitter up to my phone, too, so now I can do it on the fly.
Sweet, because I don't fucking tweet.
Yeah. I tweeted about random things.
Good.
Basically, I got all the fun out of Call of Duty. It's not fun anymore. So now it just sits on my shelf.
Nice.
I got to level 40 on the multiplayer. I'm like, you know what? This isn't fun anymore. I'm done.
Today, I played quite an eclectic list of games with Leaper.
What did you play?
First, we played... I can't remember what the first game we played. But after that, we played... Oh, we played Doritos Crash Course. That game's so fun. It's an obstacle course game, and it's free.
All right.
So we played that, and then I played Time Pilot and Geometry Wars.
Ah, Geometry Wars is a good one.
And Marble Blast Ultra.
Or Marble Blast.
And then we played the 1989 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Fuck yeah.
Great.
Was it on live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I couldn't find it in the store, but I was able to go... I didn't know you could do this, but you can go through all the downloads you've ever downloaded and just hit download again. Same with Marble Blast Ultra because I cleared it off my hard drive a long time ago to make space, but now I got a huge-ass hard drive. And it wasn't available on the store anymore, but I was still able to download it through my recent downloads, even though it was downloaded in, 2006.
Well, if you think about it, you buy it, they have to... Microsoft has to hold on
No,
to
I
it.
Know, but I was just thinking, well, shit, you know, where the fuck is it, you know? I didn't know I could find it again.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, so, Sony has that, but oh my god, it's every single fucking thing you download. So my re-download list
is
600 or 700 items.
Jeez.
Because there's so many Rock Band things on there.
Oh.
Every fucking song is a download thing.
Ooh, that sucks.
It's fucking hurt. But now they got it where I can add it into a cart and just hit download all.
Oh, that's
but
good.
They just added that option 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they just changed the whole
store.
The whole store.
Yeah. I don't like it. It seems slower to me.
It's too different for me.
Like
I was so used to the old way. And
yeah, and it takes
it
forever
so easy.
For me to find something, too.
Yeah.
I was looking for all my PlayStation Plus features. I'm like, I don't know where they are.
What I don't like about the Xbox Arcade now is it's you can search for a game and you can type in. So I was looking for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, you know, I typed T-E-N, and the only thing that came up was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Collection, which isn't what I was looking for, but I clicked it anyway, and it was this is all we could find. Then the next tab over was need to find more results? Try Internet Explorer.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
No, thank you.
Have you used Internet Explorer on your Xbox?
No, it tried to download, but I told it no.
Because
I clicked it thinking maybe... I just clicked it thinking, oh, well, hopefully I could find something. And it's now downloading Internet Explorer. I'm nope. Speaking of browsers, I downloaded Firefox on my laptop. Because I was watching SyncTube, and it wasn't going so well on Chrome.
Chrome sometimes poops out.
Yeah, and I used to not like Firefox so much, just because I always thought it looked kind of clunky. It was just but I kind of liked it this time.
I've always used Firefox.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I'll use Chrome for a couple of years, and then I'll go back to Firefox.
Yeah.
I like the icon a lot. That's why I've stuck with it.
Firefox's icon is cool. Fox hugging the world.
I got it. I got it I think once I was a freshman in high school and kept it ever since.
I'm going to start using Internet Explorer.
Oh, do it.
Oh, have you seen Internet Explorer's new ad campaign?
No.
Oh, it's the browser you love to hate.com.
Really?
Yeah. They're going this big angsty campaign about
because.
Yeah, you hated Internet Explorer, but check out how great it is.
Dude, I love the Bing commercials. On a blind test, 2-1, people like Bing. I'm like, bullshit. Bullshit. Everybody likes Google. It's a verb.
Yeah.
Google it. It's a fucking verb.
So, yeah. Oh, also, I got my PS2 emulator set up.
Nice.
I think I'm going to start streaming Final Fantasy X on our
account. Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah.
You know what I think is
Matt,
funny?
You should
that
let me commentate that with you.
That
you
emulators.
Do you have Skype?
I can make one easy. Yeah, I'm sure it's not hard to get.
Get on Skype and just join me.
All right.
That I think emulators still haven't figured out well to do is N64.
N64, the problem I have with an N64 emulator is I can't configure my fucking controller.
Yeah, and it's because of the weird fucking controller they have. There's no controllers that has that many buttons.
The other day I had a craving for Mario Tennis. And I wanted to play, and I was just like, but I have an N64 emulator, but it's just, I can't. I can't configure the freaking controller.
I own an N64.
Yeah,
see? All we need is Mario Tennis, and we can play some Mario Tennis.
That's what I put on my Christmas list. Everyone's like, write down your shit, put it on the fridge. I just put N64.
Really?
Because I can emulate everything else.
Awesome.
I got it on eBay for so cheap.
Nice.
And I want Mario Party. Oh, my God. Mario Party. The game that ruins friendships.
I got a Pokemon Stadium. Two of the little Game Boy plugins.
You can import your fucking Pokemon.
Yes.
That was so cool. That was so fucking cool.
I almost have all 150 Pokemon.
Nice. Are you playing the old ones?
Yeah.
Nice.
Old school.
Every once in a blue moon, I'll boot up Red or Blue.
We still have videos on our YouTube account of me catching Articuno and Zapdos.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were playing that.
Yeah. Which one? I had a moment of, I guess, video game nerd when I caught Zapdos. Like, I was, like, yelling.
Dude, Zapdos
was like, yeah!
Zapdos was awesome. And, like, Zapdos did that to me. And
Articuno was hard. Or, not hard, easy for me. But Zapdos was a bitch.
I named Zapdos Fuckface. And then I did catch Moltres, but I didn't get to the video fast enough on Justin TV, and it expired. So, yeah.
The funniest thing that has ever happened to me in that game was the lady who trains your Pokemon for you. I nicknamed it Dick. And she's like, here you go. Your dick has grown a lot. And
that's good.
That was one of my favorite Pokemon.
I would always leave a Pokemon there and fucking forget about it. And so when I, because it wasn't at every step you took, it was an XP point.
Yeah, your Magikarp is level 70.
Yeah.
That'll like, be $2 million to get back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, always a ridiculous amount of money, too. You're just like, fuck. I don't have that much. I don't got time for that.
But yeah, after Final Fantasy X, I also plan on streaming Tony Hawk's Underground.
The first one. Yeah. Back to 10, not a jump, but is that ever coming out on the PSN? I remember reading something about that like 2 years ago.
Because I remember going, I would buy that if that came out again.
Final Fantasy X is a buy for the PlayStation.
Yeah, an HD version.
If I had a PlayStation 3, yeah, I would buy it if it came out on the PSN.
That was a good case. Blitzball.
That's what's good about the emulator is you can actually up the resolution on it, so it looks pretty sweet.
And you can make it run faster, too, if you have a good computer. That's nice.
Did you know, this is a story you guys might find funny, I don't think I've told you this, Jake Dozel thought I stole his Final Fantasy VII because I downloaded it from the PSN. And he's like, you took it. He's like, I saw it on your PlayStation. I was like, it's an emulator, man. I bought it off the PlayStation Network.
Nice.
He's like, oh, who has it?
That's funny. All right, guys. You guys want to get into gaming news?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right. First thing comes from Anal, the Andy News Analysis League. Battlefront 3 was 99% done when LucasArts scrapped it. How do you feel about that, Andy?
That was like the downfall of the Time Splitters guys, too, because they're the ones who made it.
Steve Ellis apparently told Games TM Magazine that all it needed was bug fixing. That's it.
I wonder
why did they scrap it then? Like,
yeah. If you put all that money into a game.
Maybe it was just a piece of shit.
I don't know. The some of the leaked videos looked pretty cool. It looked really big.
And as this article says, in 2008, Free Radical was looking to rebound from the high-risk, high-concept, low-reward shooter Haze with the proven winner in the Battlefront franchise, but never got the chance. The studio ultimately dissolved, and its core assets, including Time Splitters, a franchise mourned as much as Battlefront, was sold off to Crytek.
Dude, and Crytek's all the time, like, if we get enough petitions, we'll think about it.
We
it's fucking to make Time Splitters 4.
Dude,
oh my God.
We did a story about it, like... It was like episode 5 of Three Way of Awesome, where they're like, well, you know, if the fans want it.
Yeah.
And since then, people have just been crazy for it.
Oh my god, with Next Generation and everything. I read another article about Time Splitters 4 when they were shopping it around after Haze.
Yeah.
The marketing guy that was shopping it, he's like, I don't understand the story. I don't get it. I guess it was just really confusing.
The time splitter story?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They could have just made Time Splitters the multiplayer.
Yeah, it's just too fun. You know? Yeah. It was, man.
It's Future Perfect was awesome.
Oh my god. Ooh, that's what I can string.
Yeah,
on
the Time Splitters, dude.
All right.
One, don't worry about one. You can start with two and three, though.
I've never played a Time Splitters game.
Oh, they're...
You're missing out, bro.
It was like one of the first games to give you dual-wielded guns, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could dual-wield everything, couldn't you? Yeah. So,
in
like,
fucking monkey.
Dual rockets? Yeah.
Monkey. Oh, and it had that zombie game where the dudes would catch on fire and you had to fucking kill them or run away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that one fucking, it was like a snow alley level, and you could sit in the corner where a shotgun would spawn and just fucking keep off at people.
Is this PS2?
Yeah. I think it was GameCube, too. I don't know about Xbox. I think Future Perfect was Xbox.
I still have my PS2.
That was the only one I owned was Future Perfect, but I played a lot of 2. I never played 1.
2 was good.
Sony has patented a DualShock/Move hybrid controller that can split
dumb.
In half.
It looks
it
dumb.
It does
it
look
kind of
dumb.
It looks fucking stupid. Take a look at it, Tom.
Yeah,
it looks,
come around here and look at it.
It looks dumb.
It just looks really goofy. It's this, and then it splits in half.
Yeah.
So
it's like they rubber banded, like they cut a DualShock in half, and they're like, we'll rubber band a Move controller onto it.
So basically, it works as
balls. Like.
It works as a DualShock controller when connected, so you know you can use it like a regular controller. But it becomes two Move controllers when you disconnect it.
Wow! I have four fucking Move controllers.
Holy shit!
That sit in my goddamn closet because nothing came out of that.
Why'd you get four controllers?
I bought the bundle.
I remember.
Yeah, I hoped.
Yeah, you were like, this is the future right here.
Yeah, I was really hoping, man. I was banking on it. And that sorcery game, that game
that
was fucking
dope.
Sweet. That game bombed.
I don't even have.
See, I was like, when sorcery comes out, I'll save up and buy it. And then sorcery never came out.
It came out and it sucked.
I downloaded
the demo. It was horrible.
It looked so cool.
I know. Yeah, it was bullshit.
All right, this isn't much. There's not much meat to this story, but an anonymous source claims that the next Xbox is coming holiday 2013.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Not very surprising, but it may be unveiled at E3. We don't know yet.
I think it's interesting from the rumors that the PlayStation, whatever, 4, we'll fucking call it, has...
It should be the 4.
Yeah. If it's the goddamn Orbis, I will buy a fucking Xbox.
No, because you wouldn't, because it'll be called the Loop. You also choose between the Orbis and Loop, Andy.
Which Orbis does sound a little cooler than
Loop.
Loop
sounds like something Leapfrog would make.
Yeah, that's what for like a Fisher-Price game. Yeah.
But the PS4 supposedly has the graphics and the processor and that single thing.
Yeah.
And I think Xbox, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't remember the specs.
Blu-ray.
Supposedly has Blu-ray.
It has Red Ray. And it'll be coated in gold.
Ooh.
And will cost $1,000 when it's released.
A game.
But at least it's not $600.
Yeah. That would be their selling point. And it's not $600. It's $1,000.
And Andy will pay for it all in cash again.
Dude, that was the most ghetto buy I've ever done. It was like 50s, 20s, 10s.
Were they like...
It was at Toys R Us, too. The kid, it was like
they
a year
you?
Older than me. They were like... I'll have to get my manager.
You paid for a $600 PS3 all in cash.
Yeah.
You should have done it all in like fives or all in ones.
Have a suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just
tapping it.
Click. Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Though nowadays, if I walk in any place with a suitcase, I'll probably get tasered.
Yeah.
That'd be a good
idea. Then you
can
sue them.
Yeah.
A new playlist arrives next week for Halo 4, and the DLC release dates have been accidentally released.
No, they haven't. They were... How did they get accidentally released?
I don't
know. Did some guy just email it to the wrong fucking person?
So many things get accidentally released this day. There's too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with. I guess I don't care when I know they're coming out.
Halo guy just leaves it in a bar. Oh, no, the release date. Oh, fuck.
No, not the release date.
He'd be like, yeah. Yeah, he's sliding it across the table. No, don't take him away from me.
The Crimson Map Pack will come out December 10th. Holy crap. The Majestic Map Pack will come out February 25th. And the Castle Map Pack will come out April 1st. This kind of sucks knowing when all the map packs are going to come out, though, because it was just before, Halo wouldn't tell you when all the map packs were coming out. And it was just like, hey, guys, in a couple months, you're getting a map pack. We're like, oh, yeah.
They still love us.
Now we already know. You know, we just know when it's going to happen.
Wait, when's the last one come out?
April 1st. Yeah.
Wow, you're getting them really fast.
Uh-huh. The first one comes out December 10th.
Halo 5 predicted for next Christmas.
It's just like, Jesus.
That's fucking hilarious.
And there's a list of what the maps are called, too.
Oh.
So it's like, and there's concept art of them, too. So it's like, we already know everything that's... I don't know. The mystery was part of the allure before.
That's true.
You know what? Map packs never, ever excited me except for Modern Warfare, the first one, Call of Duties. Yeah. They're like, oh, four new maps. I was like, all right.
See, I like Modern Warfare 1's maps the best.
Modern Warfare 1 was the best.
I kind of skipped over it, but the new playlist is Free for All Throwback, which will include non-team versions of Oddball and King of the Hill gameplay modes. Neat. I'm not going to play it, but neat. Ooh. Sega is attacking YouTube channels over a 14-year-old game.
Is it Sega 2?
No.
Sega 2, Sonic 2. What the fuck?
Sega is filing copyright claims over users who have videos of 14-year-old Sega Saturn games such as Shining Force 3, Shining in the Holy Ark, and Shining Wisdom.
Well, they got something with Shining.
Yeah. So they're shutting down accounts because of this. So maybe they're making a new one?
Oh, that could be that.
Neat.
Man, I was at Toys R Us yesterday, and the amount of Angry Birds shit, I was like, I wish Skylar was still here. I'd buy him a fucking Angry Bird hat.
Talked about it like he was dead.
Yeah.
Wish Skylar was still alive.
God rest his soul.
Every time Erica posts something like, received a phone call from Skylar, I'm like, why didn't we get one?
Son of a bitch. He probably doesn't know our phone numbers off the top of his head. Yeah. We'll have to tell Erica to give him.
Yeah. Did he like sneak a phone in a boot camp or something?
No, he probably was able to call.
Yeah, he crouched it.
Yeah.
My buddy put it in his boot. They didn't check. He got a cell phone in.
Puts a rubber bands into your dick. They're not going to check it, man.
All right, guys. We are going to have a pretty very short technology segment.
That's all right.
But let's do it anyway.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money!
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Was that,
1, 2, 3.
The how do you kill that which has no life? Was that the World of Warcraft episode?
Yeah.
They got an Emmy for that episode.
Did they?
Really? Yes, they won an Emmy for that episode.
I've never seen that one.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's a good episode.
Is that the Make Peace Not Warcraft?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That is by far their best episode.
Or Make Love
and
Not
Warcraft. And that season, season alone was their best season. I think that was season 10.
Guys, we're going to start off with the same company we always start off every new segment with.
Apple or Samsung?
We're going to talk about Apple, but not Samsung this time.
Oh.
Well, Samsung is actually absent.
Oh, no. What?
Samsung didn't show up. Samsung might be dead.
No. You can't kill that which...
A new Apple patent outlines the wireless charging future we're all dreaming of. This is from Eric Limmer of Gizmodo.com, and I hope that's how you pronounce his last name, because I talk about him a lot. L-I-M-E-R.
L-I-M-E-R.
Limmer?
Lemire?
I don't know. Lemire, maybe. I don't know. But this guy does
email us.
This guy does a lot of good articles, so I want to give him props. But in a patent published this week, wireless power utilization in a local computing environment is what the patent's called. Apple is filing for some tech that looks like a wireless charging heaven. Using near-field magnetic resonance, Apple aspires, in theory, to create a wireless charging dome that reaches out to a yard from the source, powering anything nearby with NFMR resonator circuits in them, like mice, keyboards, phones, remotes, and pretty much whatever.
It'd be really scary with magnetic resonance all over your house. You might get, like, nut cancer.
Or, like, body cancer.
Yeah. Any kind of cancer.
But my phone will always be charged.
Yeah. That's true.
I have no qualms about plugging my phone in. It has never hindered me
whatsoever.
Well,
what about those pads? Like, you just set it on.
Those are cool.
I think those would be cool.
You gonna sneeze? Get them wet, Shaggy.
Those are cool, but I don't want a magnetic field surrounding my house.
Dude, we got a magnetic field surrounding the planet. We got fields and fields, man.
Yeah, but this is
Yo, dog, I heard you like magnetic fields.
This is just, I don't know, it's man-made, and just that seems scary.
So we put a magnetic field in your magnetic field.
Plus, you know Apple would make a new fucking port for it. Oh, no, all your accessories.
Only Apple products have it.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit on anything else.
Your accessories are pointless.
Yeah. I think it would be cool, especially, like, mice and keyboards, because
that'd be nice.
I hate when my mouse runs out of battery.
Well, I still want one of those keyboards that's like the laser that you shine. And
yeah.
Those would be neat.
Oh, that's cool.
They need to get off that. That'd be fucking cool. Or like a smartwatch that shoots out a keyboard and you can like do shit on it with the laser keyboard.
Mm, okay.
How about we just make an Omni tool?
Yeah.
Like in Mass Effect, like
or like that thing on Leela's wrist.
Oh, yeah. That thing was pretty.
Does anything.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Or the iPod.
That was a good episode of Futurama.
But is there a bad episode of Futurama?
That is true. That show's really good.
Yeah. Hollywood looks to have a new best friend. That new best friend is BitTorrent.
Woohoo!
BitTorrent is trying to reach out to basically Hollywood. They've been saying...
Oh, the company BitTorrent?
BitTorrent, yeah. Basically, they've been looking for companies to use BitTorrent as a medium to share their content. And they cite things like it's quicker than a direct download from a website.
That is true. BitTorrent's fucking fast.
You know, because, yeah, you got so many people seeding at the same time. And that, you know, people can pay for the service if they'd like. And they're hoping that Hollywood sees them as a great medium or rather than a pirate haven.
That's a neat idea, actually.
But
Pirate Haven sounds pretty cool, too. I mean,
that'd be a sweet name.
And a good point that this article makes is BitTorrent's user base is more than Hulu, Netflix, and Spotify combined times two. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
There's no legit torrent sites out there anymore, are there? Pirate Bay is actually owned by a company.
Yeah.
Demonoid's gone.
And Pirate Bay was a little wonky yesterday. But yeah, it's hard, man.
The governments have done a good job. Dude, ever since Mega Upload, that one country took it down because they're like, we don't want none of that shit in our country, their domain.
Yeah.
I haven't seen jack shit about it coming back, which really fucking sucks because I was guaranteed my 8 months back. Because I paid for a fucking year of that.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was pissed when I bought it.
Staples has announced an in-store 3D printing service.
Ooh.
Pretty soon you'll be able to print your 3D projects at your local Staples. A new service called Staples Easy 3D will allow customers to upload their designs to Staples' website, then pick up the printed objects at their local office supply megastore or have them shipped to their home or business.
That is cool. I would use that. As long as it's not really expensive.
I would... Yeah. What I would do is get on a secure server so they can't track me, and I would have them print like 800 penises.
Speaking of printing, how big does your new format printer do?
4 feet wide.
So I can do 3x2s?
Yeah.
Does it use nice paper or regular paper?
Right now, we actually just have the starter roll, so we don't actually have the paper yet, but we're going to get glossy paper, matte paper, vinyl, and canvas.
I would assume gloss is considered photo paper, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me know when you get gloss paper.
I will.
Because, holy fuck. Is it expensive? What's your prices?
I don't know yet, but I think we're looking around like 10 bucks a square foot.
Dick. Man.
The thing just looks expensive.
I imagine it's like, expensive. It uses a lot of ink, all that. But man, 10 bucks.
It might be less than that because that's all I was a little busy when they were working on prices and I kind of heard that. I don't know yet.
Would you hook me up?
I can do my best.
All right.
But yeah, 3D printing. Penises.
I can make this new print. New.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that. Oh, man. I could just do that at work. I can just, you know, print something new.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That $10. Oh.
Do you guys remember Paul Seglia?
Rings a bell.
He's the man who thinks Facebook owes him 50% of their earnings.
Yes.
Oh.
That fucking dude.
Well, a judge has ordered Paul Saglia to pay the social network's $100,000 in legal and travel fees.
Yes. Good.
The order came after Saglia canceled 10 planned depositions in July and August at the last minute, after Facebook already paid its lawyers and prepared the travel for the depositions. 7 were scrapped in less than 48 hours notice, and 3 were canceled with less than 24 hours notice.
Dude, that guy's a fucking scam.
Yeah.
They owe me.
Yeah. God damn
because
it.
Because my name's Paul Saglia.
Saglia. Did you guys ever hear about how the guy who invented Segway died?
Yeah, he drove a Segway off a cliff.
Yeah. Was it a suicide?
No. He was on it. He owned, the dude owned a private fucking island and rode his Segway off the fucking cliff.
Dude, that's like the life though. Owning an island's like, yeah. I made these.
Yeah.
Design me a Segway that can survive on this island and then sell it to people. That is how I'll make my money.
Dude, off-road Segways would have been fucking sweet. Huge ass tires.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, guys. So Twitter is a great website if you just want to go on there and, you know.
Do you know Twitter's demographic?
No.
It's like 35 to 56.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I could believe that. A lot of news travels fast on Twitter these days, and if you follow people you like, you can find some really interesting things. But if you're kind of important like the United Nations, you got to be careful because the United Nations done goofed.
Yeah.
I love using that. You dumb goofed.
As we all know, Israel and Palestine, the shit's heating up. And recently, the United Nations voted to recognize Palestine as a state, as its own country.
It's a nice little nail in their coffin.
So the United Nations said, on the day of solidarity with Palestinians, Ban Ki-moon stresses urgency of reaching a one-state solution. Now, if you remember, one-state solution just means straight-up Israel. It's pissed off Palestinians. Basically, it was just a typo, but it lasted on there long enough that people were pissed. So be careful with Twitter, because you can goof.
And they done goof.
Yeah, they did. All right, that will do it for technology news.
Let's get this shit on the road.
All right, let's do this.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny.
Did we talk about the guy that got the Mitt Romney tattoo?
No.
No, I heard about him.
Yeah, well, he got the Romney logo tattooed on his face 1 week before the election.
Ah, what a mistake.
Now, he said he tattooed it on his face to make politics fun, but now he wants it to come off.
Huh.
What a surprise.
Big surprise.
He plans to have the red and blue R removed from his prominent place next to his right eye.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. You can kind of see the thumbnail right there. Yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very noticeable and visual.
It's a good like 3 inches or so.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Anyway, he says a Republican supporter paid him $15,000 to get the tattoo and keep it until at least the election was over. Weeks after President Barack Obama defeated former Massachusetts governor in the November 6th election, Hartsburg said, "Now to me, it represents not a losing campaign, but a sore losing campaign." Basically, he wants it removed because he thinks Romney's a sore loser.
Really? Oh, Romney just went and pumped some gas after the election.
Specifically, he mentioned the fact that Romney was talking about how Obama won because he gave gifts to certain demographics.
Romney could have did the same. I don't argue politics.
No, but basically what Romney was saying was that he believes Obama just throws money at stuff like, here's money. Oh, immigrants, you want, here's money, here's that. When
Got it.
Pretty broad, but basically he said that's the only reason Obama won is because he gave people gifts and they wanted to vote for him.
That would have been hilarious if he's like, he's black.
So he thinks Mr. Hartsburg here says, you're being a sore loser. Now I want the tattoo off my face.
How much, dude? Laser removal has got to be like $1,000.
Well, he got paid $15,000 to get the tattoo. Heard it hurts like a bitch though.
Yeah.
So. And when it's next to your eye, I'm sure it's gonna hurt.
And he's gonna have nice little scar tissue there too.
That'll be nice.
You got in a bar fight. What are you talking about?
this is an R scar on your face, beer bottle.
All right, Danny Sparks, a former Kentucky mayor, was arrested for allegedly selling marijuana. Okay, you know.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Cool. Whatever. The problem is where he did it. He done goofed. He did it in an elementary school parking lot.
Yes!
Yeah, what?
What the fuck?
The fuck are you thinking?
Wait, was he former or current?
He current. He was currently the
what
mayor.
What the fuck? Who
reported him? Like, someone's school was getting shut down.
Well, basically, police said they investigated him for weeks before making the arrest. The probe culminated with Sparks allegedly selling an unspecified quantity of weed to an undercover informant. He was charged with trafficking marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school, which is a felony. In a statement to the Times, Sparks said he was accused of something he had never done before.
Smoking weed or dealing
weed? Dealing weed in the parking lot of an elementary school.
Yeah, he maybe dealt weed otherwhere.
Yeah, he done goofed.
Yeah, oh no, I'm sure he did, but that's why.
Why?
Doesn't that
why?
Just seem
well,
like
why would the mayor need to sell weed? Like,
but doesn't that just seem like a setup?
Yeah.
If someone said, hey, meet me at the elementary school parking lot. No.
Which one? Yeah. Bryan Elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah.
Around 3:10.
No, how about you just meet me at my house? And we'll shut the garage door.
And then go to Uncle Touchy's naked puzzle basement.
Oh, jeez. Not that again. All right, guys, the vampire's loose in Serbia. People are freaking out.
Fuck yes.
Is it Bill?
It's okay.
The council in Serbia has issued a public health warning about it.
There's a fucking dude going around sucking blood.
Dude, it's 2012 and a guy's in vampires. And
dude, they fucking believe it. Like, reading this article, like, they really believe there's a
Where's
vampire
it,
on
Serbia?
The loose. Serbia, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Villagers in Zarzoji, Serbia, are afraid that legendary vampire Sava Savanovic is on the loose. Savanovic's home, a former water mill near a small river, recently collapsed, and villagers believe he's roaming the mountainside looking for a new home.
Have there been any attacks?
Savanovic, one of the most famous Serbian vampires, reportedly lived in an old wooden mill near, I can't pronounce that river, and sucked the blood of millers. The legend of the bloodsucker brought many tourists to Vampire Mill throughout the years, according to Serbian news outlet Politica Online. However, the mill succumbed to rot. People are very worried from person I can't pronounce again, Miodrag Vujicic.
Vujicic.
That's the closest I got to it.
Is that like where you go learn about voodoo magic?
Vujicic.
Everybody knows the legend of this vampire and thought that he is now homeless, looking for somewhere else and possibly other victims is terrifying people. We are all frightened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, quote, I understand that people who live elsewhere in Serbia are laughing at our fears, but here most people have no doubt that vampires exist. So watch out
for
Sava Savanovic.
Let's go to Serbia. Let's just get some costumes, go to fucking Serbia, and just have a good old time.
I thought you were going
to... And get a stake driven through your heart. Yeah. I mean...
I thought you were going to say we should hunt them down. Because remember when we tried to hunt the chupacabra? Nothing. We found nothing.
Fucking chupacabra.
You guys go to Mexico?
No, the
chupacabra. Well, there's your problem.
I've been asking people at work, would you rather fight Bigfoot or a chupacabra?
Bigfoot?
Or a chupacabra?
I would say chupacabra.
Bigfoot. I'd go with chupacabra. Why would you pick Bigfoot?
Chupacabra is probably like venomous, man. He bites you.
He's like a dog size. You can just fucking like hit it with something and book it.
Yeah, but
Bigfoot.
It is like claws and teeth and like I don't know. Every time I see Bigfoot videos, he's just like taking his time and like.
True, but if you had a pissed off Bigfoot and you had no choice but to fight a pissed off Bigfoot or a pissed off chupacabra.
See, the big thing to me
Bigfoot,
is like, so. have you seen all the pictures of Bigfoot? Bigfoot is completely out of focus. He's a blurry monster, and I would not know where to hit.
Dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, if Bigfoot came at me, I would, like, just try to kick it as hard as it could in the balls and just pray to God that works.
That it has balls.
Please,
because
Jesus. I've been kicked in the balls, and you're not supposed to kick other people in the balls, but Bigfoot, like...
Is not a person.
Hey, it's a legitimate defense.
Like,
they teach women that.
It's a legitimate defense if someone's about to shoot you.
Bigfoot goes down and you grab a rock and just...
No, not if Bigfoot's just trying to give you a hug. You have no idea what you're doing.
That
also reminds me of another thing. Would you guys rather fight... God, what was it? Oh, one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Horse-sized duck.
I think I would take the 100 duck-sized horses.
That's 100. Like, see, I know, but so. That I doesn't think, seem like a big number.
They can trip you, that's a and then you're getting load. Trampled by others.
That's a fuckload maybe. Of duck-sized horses.
I feel like I could sit in the center of them and just keep swinging my feet, you know?
What was that but one a, website? How many,
fifth graders can you take in a fight?
Yeah, fifth graders can you take in a fight?
Mine was 15.
I think I could probably do 20 or under, but... Around 20, I'd get my shit rocked before I'd finally finish them off. I know that.
Fifth graders. Ten-year-olds.
Fifth grade, yeah. 10, yeah, 11, about, yeah.
Dude, 10-year-olds start biting you. Yeah. Like, I'd hate to have, like, 20 little kids trying to bite my
legs.
Like
I said, I'd get my shit rocked, but I'd eventually get them down, but it would suck.
All right, guys. To Florida! We got one story from Florida, and this is the sports story I was going to bring up.
Oh.
The Jacksonville Jaguar fans are now waving around a new kind of flag. Now,
is it an anus?
No. But if you're familiar with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they wave around the terrible towels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a way to rally the crowd. Well, the Jaguars are now handing out jag rags. I swear to God, that's literally what they are called.
Oh, they're little hand towels that have the Jaguars symbol on it?
No, it says Jacksonville's own jag rag. And I can't really read the bottom of it.
Holy
shit. What color is it?
It's like blue.
It's blue, and the jag rag part is red.
Jag rag. Holy fucking shit.
Now, if you go to Urban Dictionary, the term jag rag, it is called a rag used to clean up the mess after jacking or jagging off.
So they're giving these out?
They're giving out these jag
rally
rags.
Rally the crowd.
Dude, that sounds sensual.
And the whole stadium of the Jacksonville Jaguars smells like bleach.
Look at all those jag rags.
Man, these Jaguars sure have a lot of jag off fans.
Oh, my God, that means they are going to say jag rag on TV. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
On a random and kind of dark note, do you see the Kansas City Chiefs player? Hear about him?
Yeah.
That's fucking dark.
Killed his... Girlfriend, and then killed himself in front of the coach and GM.
Baby mama.
Yeah, that same day, a Cleveland Browns employee hung himself in the equipment shed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The end is near, guys.
It took him a while to find him, like a few hours, because the Browns had already left for their away games. So there wasn't really a lot of people around.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Dark.
What the fuck, man? Guns. But nonetheless, someone's going to say jag rag on TV, and it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be hilarious.
I want that as a sound on my phone.
Jag rag.
Jag rag.
Bye now.
Well, guys, we're going to end it on the jag rag.
The official Jaguar jag rag.
So, remember, everybody, where you can find us.
Google.
Yeah. Google.com. Search 3-8 Combo Podcast. You'll find Facebook. Facebook.com/3-8-Combo-Podcast. Twitter.com/3-8-Combo-PC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. GPXGaming.net. YouTube.com. Just search 3-8 Combo Podcast. Email us at 3-8-Combo-Podcast@gmail.com.
And there's also a billboard in the Dimension X.
What?
If you guys are ever there.
Oh, yeah.
In the Dimension X. There's a billboard.
And remember, you can find our Minecraft server, the 3-8 Combo Minecraft server of Hentai. Just send us a message on Facebook. And you can join us.
Yay.
Oh, and don't forget twitch.com/3hitcombopodcast. No, it's actually twitch.com/3hitcombo.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't used it in a while. You know. But yeah, I'll be streaming Final Fantasy X.
Woo!
Maybe after this podcast. Although this won't be posted until Monday, so they won't know.
Oh, okay.
But throughout the week, because I'll have some time in the evenings now that I'm getting off at the same time every day.
What time?
4 o'clock.
Oh, what time you work? You start?
8.
8 to 4? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big boy job.
No. Don't forget to miss getting Jack shot, too.
Oh, God. I need that.
That's a good
one. I'm going to play a lot of Blitzball, I think.
If you get Jack shot, too, then you will definitely play a lot of Blitzball.
Yeah. All right, guys. For Tom and Andy, this is Matt signing out. ¶¶